This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1846. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 5th, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bahrain, Bonaire, Brazil, Congo DR, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Finland, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Germany, Indonesia, Ireland, Korea North, Korea South, Libya, Oman, Russia, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. LRA 36 Antarctica has not been heard since last year. Usually they come back on the air around August, as I recall. Perhaps that's when a new crew arrives at the station on the Antarctic Peninsula. Now we know why, and there is hope that they will be coming back to 15476. Giampiero Bernardini forwards to the Pleiadex blog this answer that Gianni Alberici, IU4DAI, received from LRA 36 in reply to his inquiry about what had happened. They say they did go back on the air on July 27th of this year, but were off the air shortly afterwards. The problem is that there were strong winds which damaged the antenna tower, and they hope to have it repaired and back in service as soon as possible. The previous schedule was Monday through Friday between 18 and 21 UT, more or less. There's been a discussion among medium wave DXers about why it's so difficult for those of us in Central and especially Western North America to hear anything from South America. One reason is that there are all those North American and Central American stations in the way, while those on the East Coast, especially Cape Cod, like the DXing location of Mark Connolly, it's relatively easy to hear Brazil and Argentina on medium wave over the Atlantic path. But now here's a report from as far inland as London, Ontario, where medium wave DXer Rob Ross reports hearing Argentina on 750. It's LRA 7 Radio Nacional in Córdoba during a strong auroral conditions. This was October 2nd at 21:28 Eastern Daylight Time, which is really October 3rd at 01:28 UT. It was mostly under WSB Atlanta, but rose above on occasion. He was able to copy some IDs. Although he's heard thousands of medium wave stations, he says this is the first time he's heard Argentina for his country number 38. It's a 100-kilowatt outlet. Meanwhile, Mark Connolly reports another one from Yarmouth, Massachusetts, LS10, on 10:30 in Buenos Aires, Radio del Plata. This was back on September 3rd at 01 UT. But this is notable because with his fancy antenna, he was able to hear it through local Boston station WBZ, a cardioid pattern super loop being used. As I mentioned last week, the external shortwave service from Argentina was to relaunch on October 5th. As I record late on that UT date, it's a bit too early to evaluate how it's going. But here is the expected language schedule, which is almost the same as before, except expanding to 7 days a week. But there have been a few small changes. The English broadcasts remain at 18 UT to Europe on 15.345 variable, and at 03 UT to North America on 11.710.6 variable. Ivo Ivanov presents the full language lineup of one-hour broadcasts on 15.345 at 10 in Chinese, 11 in Japanese, 12 in Portuguese, and 13 in Spanish. Also on 15.345 to Europe instead of across North America to Asia, as the earlier broadcast was. The German broadcast at 17, he says, has been deleted, but it starts at 18 in English, 19 in Italian, 20 in French, 21 in German, 22 in Spanish, and 23 in Portuguese instead of Spanish. Then the remainder of the broadcast day on 11.710 variable Midnight UT in Spanish instead of Portuguese, at 01 in Chinese instead of Japanese, at 02 in French, 03 in English, and at 04 in Spanish instead of Chinese. Brian Powell near Sydney reminds us that daylight shifting time has already started in parts of Australia, especially the parts hosting Radio Australia, which means that the relays of domestic ABC programming shift many of their shortwave times 1 UT hour earlier. To find out what you're hearing or what you would like to hear on Radio Australia, you need to go to their website, www.radioaustralia.net.au, and follow links to the program schedule. And then be sure to set the time zone to universal or local if you must, and check out the program schedule. The prime morning listening hours here on weekdays should have now moved 1 UT hour earlier than they have been during the southern winter. At 11, The World, that's the ABC TV News magazine soundtrack. At 12, Late Night Live with Philip Adams. And at 13, Conversations with Richard Feidler. Both of those are excellent talk shows. And of course, LNL is only from Monday through Thursday. No frequency changes, of course. 9580, best for us. Also on 12085 and 12065. Wolfgang Büschel in southern Germany was surprised to hear Radio Bahrain with news in English at 05 UT, October 3rd. It was a poor and tiny signal, and in the strange carrier plus USB mode, rather than regular AM, measured 8 hertz below 9745. English news also reported at 15 UT, back on August 27th by Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, report which just reached us via Australian DX News. He says they are already running 24 hours in English. Before 1500, they were playing A Day in the Life by the Beatles at 1455. Speaking of DXing South America on medium wave, perhaps the best chance for many of us, it's almost South America, TWR Bonaire on 800 kilohertz. They've had a project to raise their power and raise their funds to 450 kilowatts. You know, it used to be 500 many years ago. I'm not sure they've done that yet. It may be only 100. But even here in Oklahoma, where we have another 800 station to interfere with it, by nulling that KQCV in Oklahoma City, I was able to make out Spanish religion programming from Luis Palau, which, as I previously researched, is scheduled at the very time I heard it, 01:36 UT, on TWR Bonaire. Also greatly helping this is the apparent fact that XCROK is no longer a border blaster from Ciudad Juarez on 800. We barely hear it, in fact. It will be in Spanish, but probably not religious. Another major signal, of course, which must be skirted to hear Bonaire on 800, is CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, which means it's quite possible to hear four countries at once on 800. Two Brazilian stations on the 6 megahertz band, rarely reported and would have lots of interference, are Rádio Guaíba on 6,000 and Rádio Gaúcha on 6,020. In Rádio Escuta's group, Alexandre Davis Sailer reports that he was hearing both of them the evening of September 29th, however, on 6020. There was barely any modulation on the carrier. Luiz Shiny Neto in São Paulo complains that Rádio Deus é Amor is newly attacking 6120 with interference. They've reactivated that transmitter, but it's also interfering all the way from 6115 to above 6200 kilohertz. He's previously written to them numerous times about the problem, and the next step may be complaining to the regulation agency Anatel, says Francisco Jackson of Labre. Danielle Williams reports to Hardcore DX that the pirate Radio Fronteira in Cabedelo Paraíba, Brazil, has resumed broadcasting, this time on 8,000 kilohertz exactly with 10 watts. They were previously reported to be on 6,000. on his blog, dxbrazilsw.blogspot.com.br. There are some illustrations, including the pirate operator, completely garbed as a pirate, who calls himself Emmanuel Ferreira. Artie Bigley forwards a YouTube notice from the Xer Kilocat 7, also known as Tim Tromp, in western Michigan, of Radio Kandip in the DR Congo, 5066. He says, a great signal from an otherwise rarely heard shortwave broadcaster in my neck of the woods, low-powered Radio Kandip, the best I've heard them from Michigan, just minutes after they signed on the air, using a Perseus SDR and a DCAS antenna aimed due north rather than east. It was 5066.38 at 0235 UT, September 27th. Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea has two transmitters for the 40-meter band. We've previously reported the one reactivated on 7175, but sporadically, and suffering DRM-style jamming from Ethiopia. That was for the Program 1, but VOBME Program 2 has now appeared on another frequency, but not on 7200 as originally. Torsten Hallman in Germany reports it on 7146. 0.5, September 29th at 16:45, ID at 1700 as Dimsi Hafash, Eritrea. The lower frequency has not yet been jammed. I've yet to hear that one in our late nights, their early mornings, but Wolfgang Büschel reports it at 0510 UT, October 3rd, on 7146.555. And in his BCDX, this report from Jawahar in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The first program is heard on 7175 from 0300 to 0830 with white noise jamming intermittently and resuming at 1230 until 1845, jammed with white noise from 1600. That may be when they're carrying programming specifically against the Ethiopian government. I interject. He continues, the second frequency, 7145, started around 0300 UT until 0830 with a good SINPO, and it resumed around 1230 until 1830 without any jamming. However, there is amateur interference around 0300. It is, after all, an exclusive amateur band. Last week we had a report of a pirate Baltic Sea Radio on 9930, thought to be in Finland. Now we have three more frequencies reported by Antonello Napolitano in Taranto, Italy, but he does not guess which country it's coming from. September 17th at 2209 on 6955 lower with pop music. Also September 17th at 2119 to 2127 on 7360 LSV playing La Bamba. And September 25th at 1506 to 1512 on 17900 upper sideband with music. As reported in Antonello's monthly publication, DX Fanzine. In the WTFDA forum, Mr. Hugh Hoover in Portugal, a VHF DXer, has some very interesting catches from Africa. Recently, someone asked me if he could hear Guinea-Bissau on shortwave. I had to say no, they've been off shortwave for many years, but they are on VHF. He was hearing both Gambia and Guinea-Bissau. And with YouTube audio videos, Radio Sol Mansi, M-A-N-S-I, in Guinea-Bissau has FM links both on 52.0 and 53.0 megahertz, heard at 1830 UT. With IDs and soccer reports. This was reported on September 25th. As for Gambia, he got a studio transmitter link on 48.0 megahertz at 1800 UT, doesn't say which station. I see that there are several FMs in the Gambia. However, one of the GRTS radio government station is listed on 96.0 megahertz. So 48 could be an exact subharmonic as well as an STL. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and giganticertz, World of Radio 1846. also bringing you via internet our website full of information about shortwave and other media, worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. Thus, many thanks for another generous contribution via PayPal from Robert Lazar. The PayPal address is WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. As of October 5th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports he's no longer hearing any signal from Deutscher Wetterdienst since September 26th, which recently changed frequency to 6180, a 10-kilowatt transmitter in Germany, for weather broadcasts on upper sideband with carrier, starting at 0604, 1204, and 2004 UT. However, he does still hear the competing DP07 Zeewetter service via the call site in Germany on 9560 with 20 kilowatts, such as on October 4th at 0730, although the signal is weak in Bulgaria. It is a daily broadcast. Last week we had news that Ethiopia is jamming the Voice of America, forcing it to add more frequencies on shortwave. And now Deutsche Welle confirms it's also being jammed by Ethiopia. Chris Greenway says it's confirmed. I've been in touch with the head of DW's Amharic service. He told me it appears to have been jammed intermittently from the middle of August. Ron Howard in California reports that RRI Wamena, Indonesia, 4869.89, is still carrying that English lessons program from Australia on Thursdays only. Heard September 29th at 12:54. It's Kanguru Indonesia, KGI. Clearly in English, but not very readable. Many singing IDs, contact info given in the Indonesian languages in 1304. Back to Indonesian programs with an RRI jingle. That football match relay I mentioned last week, supposed to occur October 1st at 16 UT from Ireland via South Africa on 15320. It was a no-show, according to Wolfgang Büschel's monitoring and Antonello Napolitano. However, the program did go out on longwave 252. Speaking of which, Mike Terry forwards a story from the Independent, the Sunday Independent of Ireland, on October 2nd. RTE is set to scrap controversial plans to axe its longwave radio service, which was aimed at saving the cash-strapped broadcaster 250 kilo euro a year. As it grapples with an unprecedented financial crisis that was announced 2 years ago, it planned to wind down longwave 252 before full shutdown next May. But the plan caused widespread anger, especially among the Irish community in Britain, where the service is seen as a crucial lifeline for thousands of older immigrants who cannot access digital broadcasts. However, in the British DX Club, John Walls says, the article interprets this as meaning that the decision to close 252 has been ditched, but that conclusion may be too definitive. There is no commitment to increasing power on 252 or moving to 261 to avoid interference from Algiers. Regarding the jamming against FEBC South Korea 1566 kilohertz, which Gary DeBock in Washington State had been hearing and was sure it was coming from China, although I thought it must be from Korea North. Now Gary forwards an update to the IRCA list that, thanks to Mauno Riitela and the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute for investigating this pulse jammer, according to them, this is clearly a North Korean jammer with a sound signature identical to that of the jammer used against KBS on 1467. Although Gary has only heard it during the 12:30 Japanese half hour, NEABI says the jammer presumably is 24 hours a day, jamming all of HLAZ's programs. Via Nick Sharp in the British DX Club, KBS World Radio has been carrying out test transmissions, trying out frequencies for use in the B16 season starting in less than a month, and asking for reception reports concerning English broadcasts. And this hour is a different time than they've been using before, to Africa at 23 UT. There's a different frequency each day, October 6th on 9570, October 7th 9710, and October 8th, 11615. Ivo Ivanov figures the last two will have co- or adjacent channel interference from China. About the off-frequency Benghazi, Libya transmitter around 677.5, Tibor Gal in Budapest, Hungary, replies, I hear it every night since Radio Maria, Netherlands, left the medium wave. It's talk, music, self-promotional advertisements, a small religious segment, phone-in program. Seems professional. I don't know who operates it. Maybe General Haftar, who has a militia and oil revenue to pay the electricity bill of a medium wave transmitter. Interestingly, the unity government in Tripoli cannot be heard on medium or shortwave, losing the information more. Noel Green in England says Libya 677 plus has been audible around 18 UT at fair to good strength most evenings recently. But watch out for Qatar on 675. An English hour from Radio Sultanate of Oman is still reported sometimes on 15140 after 14 UT, such as September 24th by Ruman Pankov, Bulgaria, to Australian DX News with a top 20 rock chart. He says several mornings observed at 03 to 04 UT on 9540 when there is another English broadcast scheduled, but he always hears it in Arabic. Channel 292 in Germany on 6070 is carrying lots and lots of programming from outside sources. Here's one mentioned in Rus DX, Radio Pushka, P-U-S-H-K-A, a shortwave radio project to give the world the opportunity to get to know the new alternative Russian music. Hams will also have some fun. We are an amateur project created by a guy that lived in Russia and fell in love with the variety of art one can find there. It is not all vodka and bears playing balalaikas. This is scheduled on October 23rd and 30th at 20 UT on 6070. The transmitter is 10 kilowatts in Rohrbach, Germany. A music radio show, he says, I will also include some digimodes. I was surprised to hear some Greenville frequencies on the air at times not previously scheduled, playing rock music from the VOA 1 service, such as 7305, October 4th at 0134, before the Vatican Spanish relay at 0145, and later that evening on 7405 at 0555, breaking for a news update at the top of the hour. That's a Radio Marti frequency, but not until 12 to 14 UT. Wonder what's going on. 7305 heard again the next evening. Mauno Ritola reported to WRTH that it was emergency shortwave coverage for Haiti in Creole and English, the nominal schedule being 22 to 02 on 7305, 02 to 12 on 7405, and 12 to 1630 on 9565. However, Richard Langley's monitoring showed the schedule was not exactly correct. And Kim Andrew Elliott told him that the special broadcast ended on October 5th at 1630 as the hurricane had gone past Haiti. There were Creole newscasts for 15 minutes at 22, 23, midnight, and 01 UT, but not heard later in the evening. We hope WRMI is not too hard hit by Hurricane Matthew. They made a number of programming changes. The World Music Hours have been reduced. Some of them returned to the Overkiller. The ones I know still exist based on monitoring and or the posted schedules are Tuesday to Friday at midnight to 1 and 07 to 8 on 7730. Mondays to Friday, 13 to 1330 on 11580, also for 15 minutes Saturday at 1315. At 14 to 15 UT, I think weekdays only on 11580. And the 20 to 21 block still had world music on 11580 on Sunday through Tuesday only, with other programming the other days of the week. Radio Ukraine International is now 7 days a week at 0200 on 11580, Monday to Saturday at 1330 on 11580, and Monday to Friday at 2330 also on 11580. Radio Prague is 7 days a week at 0230 to 0300 on 11580. So Ukraine and Prague are now back-to-back at 02 to 03 on 11580. Radio Slovakia International, 7 days a week at midnight 30 on 5850 and 11580, and New 21 to 2130 on 13695. That means that World of Radio is gone from Thursday at 21 on 13695, but it's been shifted half an hour later, Thursday at 21:30. But we're also gone from Friday at 21:30, where Blues Radio International has been moved. The 20 to 21 block on 11580 now shows Media Network Plus on Wednesday, La Rosa de Tokyo on Thursday, Frecuencia al Día on Fridays. As Hurricane Matthew heads up the U.S. East Coast, some AM stations may get permission to operate with their daytime facilities at night, generally meaning higher power and better coverage not only in the local areas, but on a DX basis. We're reminded of this by Richard Howard in Burnsville, North Carolina, who writes, "With the arrival of Hurricane Matthew on Florida's East Coast, it'll be interesting to see if WOKV 690 in Jacksonville gets an STA for overnight operation of the 50-kilowatt non-directional daytime facility at Orange Park along the St. Johns River. If so, this will be a good DX catch. As a former resident of Jacksonville who's been to the site, I know that the daytime antenna is close to the sea and river level, which allows for excellent grounding of the copper radials. At high tide, with storm surge affecting river height, the tower tuning unit could be affected. I'm therefore wondering if the nighttime facility on higher ground west at Baldwin could be configured temporarily with special temporary authorization to feed Tower 1 only for non-directional nighttime operation with a 25-kilowatt transmitter. Another DX catch if such operation develops. I'll be listening here in North Carolina, where I've heard the signal from the 50-kilowatt transmitter once before years ago during a similar weather event." From ARRL via Mike Terry, the Hurricane Watch Net frequencies, a reminder, 14325 in the daytime, 7268 at night, or both at the same time. An update adds another frequency for WX4NHC 3815. Also, there's the Saturn Net, SATERN, on 14265, and the Maritime Mobile Service Net on 14300. We're sorry to hear of the death at age 96 of Oscar Brand, folk troubadour and radio host for 7 decades. I listened to his Voices in the Winds show years ago on public radio. Mike Cooper forwards some nice long obituaries in the Washington Post of October 1st and the New York Times of October 2nd. Ivo Ivanov has a new schedule for Voice of Hope Africa Zambia. As of October 1st, they continue non-directional on 9680, and thus putting only a weak signal, if any, into North America. Monday through Friday at 05 to 08, and Saturday and Sunday at 12 to 17. But at exactly the same times, they're adding a second 100-kilowatt transmitter on a northwest antenna toward West Africa and North America, 11680 in the mornings and 13680 in the afternoons. However, Ivo figures that there will be considerable co-channel interference from North Korea, China, and Japan via France. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms possible October 17th with ANK indices of 20 and 5. G2 moderate storms possible October 24th to 26th, peaking at 35 and 6. Solar flux rising from 85 October 6th to 95 by October 15th. That's World of Radio 1846. I'm Glenn Hauser.